I say you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. You may be seated. The Pharisees and the Sadducees wanted signs from Jesus to prove to them that he was the Messiah. What other sign could he have given them to make them believe that he was the Messiah is beyond me. He had already made blind men to see, cast the demons out of the possessed, raised the dead, turned water into wine, fed thousands of people in the wilderness with a few fish and a couple of loaves of bread, walked on water, stilled the storms, and healed the sick of all kinds of diseases, including leprosy. If those signs weren't enough to convince the Pharisees and Sadducees that he was the Messiah, then what other signs could have done the job? But that is the way with unbelief. It is maddening. Unbelief is maddening. Even after all the other signs given to the world that Jesus performed, even his rising from the dead would not be enough to convince unbelievers like the Pharisees and the Sadducees that he was the Messiah. Jesus fought constantly against unbelief while he lived on earth, and he still fights against unbelief with his church and in his church. After warning his disciples about the false teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees, Jesus and the disciples came into the town of Caesarea Philippi. And then Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do the people say that the Son of Man is?" The term Son of Man is used to refer to the Son of God who would come as man to be the sacrifice for sins and the mediator between God and all humanity. And when they answered Jesus, they told him that some of the people thought that John the Baptizer was the Son of Man. Others thought that Elijah was the Son of Man. And others thought that Jeremiah, or one of the prophets, was the Son of Man. And Jesus then asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" And Peter answered by saying, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Peter wasn't always wrong. He wasn't always wrong. He got it right at this moment in time. 10 words. 10 words. "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." 10 words that are packed with truth, that is truth like nothing else that exists in heaven or on earth. You, Jesus of Nazareth, a man, a God man with hairy legs, are, you exist, and you are the Christ. Thee is the definite article. There is only one Christ. Christ, the anointed one, chosen by God to be the Savior of the world. Thee is the definite article. There is only one Son of God. Son, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made. Of, not created, but begotten. Not created, but begotten, being of one substance with the Father. Thee is the definite article. There is only one living God. Living as opposed to dead. All other gods are false and dead. And God, a being so far superior to Peter and us mortal men that we can only say his name. God, a name that expresses power, majesty, and glory. God, who has no beginning and has no end. 10 little words. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Oh, my, my, my. These are magnificent, magnificent words given to Peter by God. Given to Peter by God. And Jesus verified that God gave these words to Peter when he said, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." God gave these very words to Peter. This confession is the rock, the solid confession of truth, the solid objective, real truth upon which Christ would build his church. Continuing with Jesus' words, "And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Jesus told his disciples that he would give them power to forgive and retain sins. Jesus said, "I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven." He said, "I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven." He doesn't give it to them then. He doesn't give it to them right then. But after he was resurrected, he gave the disciples the keys to heaven. The office of the keys, as we know it, in John 20, 22 and 23, Jesus breathed on his disciples and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Where there is forgiveness of sins, dear ones, where there is forgiveness of sins, there is life and salvation. The question that Jesus asked Peter and the disciples was and is an important question. Who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am? This is the question that Jesus asked the disciples and that he asked of all people who have ever lived or will ever live. Who do you say that I am in the past and now and when he comes again? That is the question Jesus asked of all people. He asked it of you and me every day. Who do you say that I am? And there is only one answer to this question that is acceptable, because there is only one answer that is true. There is only one answer that is true. Truly, Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. That is the confession of Peter. That is the confession of the church from the time of Peter and the disciples and Jesus to now. That is the confession of this church, of this congregation, and of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that is your confession. Never doubt it, or change it, or stray from it. Keep it in your heart, and on your mind, and on your lips. Maybe you've not said it loud in a while, so I'm going to ask you to say it with me three times. Three times. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. One more time. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And dear ones, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved, from Romans 10:9. God hears your confession this morning. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. I ask you now.